Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Thomas Leikar, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development for Hyperwallet. Thomas, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
So I had a great conversation with you not long ago about one of the top traits of a great on-demand marketplace. We talked about payout choice for these on-demand workers. It was a great conversation. We're now going to talk about another trait that you also characterize as making the difference between a good marketplace and a great marketplace for on-demand workers, and that is being able to expand broad but minimize the complexity when doing so. And obviously the broad reach is an opportunity to provide more supply and demand and capacity for the marketplace. But why is that so complicated, and therefore, what are you doing to minimize that complexity?
So, I mean, if you ask most of these marketplaces or gig platforms, what's really holding them back from serving more markets? The reason will probably not be operations or product line, but most likely they will tell you it's payments. And on the acceptance side, accepting funds, it's still somewhat manageable, but really doing the payouts on the other end is when it becomes really difficult. And I think about it as there's three reasons for that, right? So one, you really need to approach each country as a separate case. You really look at the regulation and compliance requirements, and they're always different country by country. You will most likely be required to open a legal entity, which is not easy. You'll probably have to have a local bank account in that country. And in some cases, you might even need a money transfer license. So that's a lot of regulatory oversight that you need to comply with. Second, you will need to find local banking partners, and we probably all know that the days of the large multinational banks are over, and the national banks tend to be more and more protective. So you really have to find the partner in all of these countries where you want to expand your marketplace. And finally, you're suddenly onboarding different diggers to your platform. So you need to provide customer support to help those giggers get on board. And most likely, you will be adding new languages to your call center. You will be adding new locations, and the overhead really keeps scaling up. So it's a big decision when a marketplace wants to go cross border.
How often do you hear from these marketplaces when they try that they've just kind of given up because it is too complicated for them to even try? It sounds like the process that you laid out takes a long time. I mean, it's probably not a couple of days, maybe not even a couple of months.
I think they oftentimes just go forward with the plan without realizing all the operational complexities they'll be facing. So oftentimes they will start onboarding sellers or giggers in the foreign country, and they will realize that to pay them out, they will have to run a bunch of manual processes, and then the marketplace keeps scaling up, and at some point they will just get to a stage where it's probably costing them more to do business in those markets than they're actually making. So they will have to make a decision, and that's often when we try to come in and help them scale and have more efficient operations in those foreign markets.
So they're in the markets. I mean, that makes sense. They're in the markets. They're providing service. They're doing this manually. That is not only cost inefficient, but it also takes a long time, I imagine, to get the money to the worker, which is also not optimal.
Right. I mean, and we still see several cases in the markets where U.S. marketplaces expand to Europe or Australia or Asia, and they think that their payment processes that they've implemented here, the same partner that they use, will work there. And it's unfortunately not that easy. I mean, you can send checks abroad, but most people will probably not like that. You can force everyone to use PayPal, but there are some countries where PayPal doesn't operate. So it's not as simple as just replicating the U.S. model and the U.S. partnerships that you have here.
Right. No, it makes sense. But as I know your solution is a single integration that basically enables payout to every worker that's a part of these marketplaces, regardless of where they are and how they'd like to be paid. How is that even possible? Seems pretty complicated.
So we came in as a company 15 years ago in this industry, and it really took a really long time to build these relationships and integrate and scale. So we sort of went step by step before we got to the point when we have today more than 200 countries and 45 partners in these countries. And we really think about ourselves as being the network of networks. So we're that API layer, that layer in between the banks and non-bank partners and the marketplaces. And all they need to do is simply tell us who they want to pay and how much. And then we do the rest, right? We collect and verify the financial information. We'll make sure that everything is compliant, that there is KYC happening. We'll show these different payout options to the gigger and give them a choice between bank account, cash pickup, or receiving a prepaid card. And we understand specifics of each of these markets, which kind of we learned over time by ourselves. So we really, I mean, one of the things we try to do is always present the financial tools and the payout mechanisms in the same way that people in those countries are used to see it. So the way you input bank accounts is different in the US and it's different in Europe. There are different bank holidays. And I think all these things where we basically work as a local entity in 200 markets really helped us to figure out our approach, get better satisfaction rates from our users, and eventually our error rates started decreasing. So we're today close to 0.3% error rate, which is almost unheard of in cross-border money transfer. And if anything happens, I mean, we have sufficient scale now that we are able to operate in-house 24/7 call center in 7 languages. So these pays or these gigers can always pick up the phone and call our call center, which can resolve it. So if you think about it, the admin burden is on our side, and the only way we can really do it is that we have sufficient scale through our partner marketplaces.
Have you ever been stumped? Has there ever been a request for payout in some weird thing? I mean, I'm sort of exaggerating, like seashells or some currency that you said, wow, didn't think about that one, and had to accommodate?
We always get some requests for currencies where we haven't dealt with them before, or they're not necessarily, you know, part of our primary network. But that's part of it. I mean, we're also constantly learning, and we're always running into new business models where the clients ask us to pay money through a different payout mechanism, integrate a different mobile wallet, or look at different countries. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's always a question of volume, right? We will always build deeper integration and open new local bank accounts in markets where we see enough volume. So I think today we are at close to 100 markets where we have local payout mechanisms, but that constantly keeps expanding. So eventually we'll be local everywhere.
So that's interesting. So if someone would say, I'd like to be paid in seashells, you would say, well, you're the only human being that ever wanted to be paid in seashells, so you'll have to pick another payment method. Is that sort of how you treat, clearly an exaggerated example, but is that how you evaluate how many resources you put toward adding a new payment tender?
It's a little bit like that. I mean, in every single country in the world, we will always have multiple payout mechanisms. So even in seashells, you would probably be able to receive an international bank wire. You would be able to receive a virtual prepaid card or physical debit card. The only thing that we probably wouldn't offer there right now is having a local bank account where we can clear the transactions quickly and efficiently through a local bank network. But, you know, maybe once we add 50 or 100 of those pays in that market, then it justifies for us to go to a local bank and open a bank account. So it's a similar way how most of these marketplaces would think about it if they were expanding on their own. The advantage we have is that we can aggregate the demand across all of our marketplaces. And today, I think we're close to paying 8 million AEs on the payout side. So that really gives us the scale to find the right partners and get the right pricing.
Wow. So there is hope for people who want to be paid in seashells. That's a good thing.
There's always a hope.
Listen, Thomas, thanks very much for your great insight. I what you've proven is that it's possible to be broad and global and truly minimize the complexity, which there is a lot of, particularly when you're talking about multiple currencies, multiple payment types, and different ways that these workers prefer to be paid. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen.